This is Wabley Edwards greeting you from America's brand new 50th state, the island paradise of Hawaii. That is the sound of the waves here on the famous beach at Waikiki. And the sound of the waves means that this program is coming from Hawaii.
E ho olohe olu olu mai o kou I ka mako meliana. A ke ho ona ka nei mako I ka mako oloho a nui loa ia o kou opau. Aloha no.
Welcome to the beautiful islands of Hawaii. As we greet you on this special edition of Here's to Veterans, transcribed for you by the Veterans Administration in cooperation with the American Federation of Musicians. You are now beneath the big Moana banyan tree right on the beach at Waikiki for the music of the islands as Hawaii calls.
He wants to go back, he wants to go back, he wants to go back.
I want to go back to Berlin's grass shack, in Kiawe, Kukula, Hawaii.
Hawaii.
I want to see all the
counties
and Bahamas that I used to know.
So long ago,
like it here in the old guitars playing, on the beach at Honolulu.
Like it here in the old guitars playing, on the beach at
Honolulu. I can hear the old Hawaiian saying,
E komo mai no ka ua I ka hale vela ka hau.
Pretty soon, the moon will be shining down in Kona.
Kona.
A grand old place I'll always hope to see.
You're telling me.
I'm just a little Hawaiian and homesick island boy. I want to go back to my fishing boy. I want to go back to my little grass shack. Where the hula 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 go swimming far. Where the combiners teach the Malahinis how to eat fish and pork.
And this is Wabley Edwards speaking from Hawaii. In many ways, this atomic age of ours is a time of confusion. But one thing you can be sure of, one thing you can count on as crystal clear, everything these days points to the value of a college education for the young man or young woman just out of high school. A nationwide survey shows that the college grads are sure bets to earn more money than the non-graduates. Another study shows that the college-trained men and women rise faster to the top jobs in business and industry and the arts. And still another, the college grad holds on to his job longer than the other fellow when there's a recession. Now, there's meaning in this for you young men and young women who are war orphans. I mean those of you whose fathers lost their lives during wartime while in the armed forces or died later because of a service-connected disability. For you, Uncle Sam has taken over the responsibility of making a college education a possibility through War Orphans Education. As we fly north by northwest, about 100 miles from Oahu, we arrive on Kauai, the Garden Island. Listen.
Shines forth in the calm. Listen.
Aloha, 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 aloha.
This is Webley Edwards again. Now I want to tell you more about education for war orphans made possible by Uncle Sam. By war orphans, I mean young men and young women whose fathers lost their lives during wartime in the armed forces or died later because of service-connected disability. To go to school under this program, the young man or young woman must be generally between the ages of 18 and 23. You can get up to 36 months of college. And since the usual school year is 9 months, that means a full 4 years of college training. And while you're in training, the VA provides you with a monthly allowance of up to $110 a month. If any of you listeners know of a young man or young woman who can qualify for this benefit, you'll do a great service by passing the word along. Tell him or her the place to start is any VA office. Vocational counseling will assure a straight start toward the proper goal for each student.
Inana mai oi,
he aina o Maui I pohu I ke kai.
Maui no ka oi, ka oi.
E-o.
Look now, Maui, land clothed in ocean mist. Maui is the best. Listen.
Sunset in Pearl Harbor, on the deck of the USS Arizona, where, by official order, our flag flies as proudly today as on that morning of December 7, 1941. This is the United States Navy's memorial to the battleship Arizona and to the 1,102 officers and men who died with her at Pearl Harbor. And for the newest star in our star-spangled banner of freedom, with deep reverence and feeling, in Hawaiian, the Lord's Prayer.
Eliki mea mama mea mama.
And that's the Here's to Veterans tribute from Hawaii, and yours truly, Webley Edwards. Here's to Veterans is presented, transcribed by the Veterans Administration in cooperation with the American Federation of Musicians, whose members have donated their services, and this station, which has contributed its time in the public interest. Tune in again for more top-flight entertainment on Here's to Veterans. And from Hawaii, Island of Dreams, this is Webley Edwards saying thank you for listening.